Welcome back to Vikings Connected, everybody. Big Cat, Dan Katz from Barstool Sports, is joining us for our final time this season in our final show.
I know, final final time. Thank you, as always, for being here. So your apartment looks a lot different.
Yeah.
I put in a pool in the last week in Chicago. No, the Vikings beat the Bears so soundly, especially after I had said that the Bears were going to win. So I had to tuck my tail between my legs. Get out of the Midwest. I'm in Palm Springs, California. I'm trying to put the 2015 Chicago Bears season in the rear view. I'm on to the draft. I don't care about week 17. I'm ready to move on.
You were here in town for the Bears game, and you had a great time. We called it the Big Cat in a Biggish City. So what was that like?
It was a great time. We went through the tailgates before the games, got to meet a lot of good Vikings fans, good fans, excited about their team this year, which they have every right to be, even though I was trying to be a little of a Debbie Downer and saying that they weren't for real. But as have shown the last 2 weeks, they're very much for real. And I'm sure this segment that we're about to watch, I'll look like a fool, but that's not him. All right, I'm here in the Vikings fan zone. It is lit. The Cool 108 tent is the party of the century. Just check it out. Cool 108. Woo, woo. That's a jerk move. Just wear a neutral color.
Team's still a losing team.
What's your name?
What's up? I'm Dan.
You look familiar. Have I seen you online or something?
Nah, probably not. Can we get a prediction?
Bears. Pain. My prediction was also pain.
Pain? Oh, you mother.
Why is this fly down?
Because I'm too fat and the zipper. Like, do you guys have this problem? Do you get this problem? I've gained a little bit of weight recently. So every time I buy a new pair of pants, I'll have like a month of good zipper. And then all of a sudden it will just start going down on me. You came up to me and you pointed at me like I was going to be embarrassed, but it happens. It's by the time I'm over there, it'll be down again. We're back in like 2002 with this music. I love it. Look at the DJ on the ones and twos. Jock Jam 17 on the radio. Here we go. Love it. Can we get some Little John? Little John. Yeah, what? A million clouds in the sky. You got the eye black on. You're ready to go. Let's get a prediction.
Vikings, 42. Bears. Can I swear?
Zero! Oh, let me, can I blow it? Oh, it's a fake horn. Oh, that's a 10. That's delicious. Thanksgiving, killed the deer, right to my mouth. That's how you do it in Minnesota. I love it. That's easy living.
Skull Vikes.
All right, a word about my skinny jeans. Everyone keeps saying they're skinny jeans. Take a look. What they are is their new pair material where it's like there's elastic in it so I can gain weight and have the flexibility that I need. It's like 98% cotton, 2% elastic. That's how you move. I'm athletic in these. Get Sir Scully, 69, nice. Love the 69 jersey. That's a joke. That's a joke that never gets old. Are you guys LARPers?
LARPers? No.
Listen, man. Hold on. You can't come out. You can't come in hot like that with that package, like right in my face.
Yeah.
What's going on with the Vikings World Order? Tell me, like, what exactly you guys are.
We are a charity organization.
You know what? That's a dirty move by you to do the charity, so then I can't make fun of you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, every home game, there's almost always one, at least one knighting. We run our organization like the military. We all have all the branches represented. And when the generals nominate somebody, then they have to get 15 other generals to approve them.
Holy s***. You guys, that's a lot of bureaucratic red tape for this.
And
just like the mafia where you're like, once you're a made guy, you're a made guy. You can do whatever you want.
No. You get actually, some people get demoted.
Got it. But I'm saying like once you demote someone, you should have some kind of like public flogging or something, if you were real. But it sounds like you guys aren't real. You don't even have to say anything. Just give me a nod. That is life.
My prediction for today's game is, in the words of Mr. T, pain.
We actually already had that prediction from Bears fans, so that can't happen. All right, say nothing if you think the Vikings will never win a Super Bowl.
You got me.
Gotcha. Can I ask you a question that might be like, you could say no, you could say go, get out of here, screw. Do they make you be the elf because you're a little shorter than normal?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's man, you're more than just an elf.
That's right, I am more than a shelf.
Vikings fans, the thing with Minnesota is I think a lot of these people have never seen a video camera. So every time we get somewhere, they all just kind of swarm at the new technology. It's cute. It's very cute. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Robert Smith in the house just taking pictures at a Vikings tailgate.
We're taking donations for Minneapolis Children's Hospital.
Ah, you guys and your charity, you keep doing that to me. I keep making fun of you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's for charity.
Then it's your charity.
Stop doing that, man. Sir, what are you doing with the shorts? Who are you trying to impress?
How can you not be in shorts on a day like today?
There's a lot of reasons you cannot be in shorts, but I respect your right to be in shorts. Heart of hearts.
Heart of hearts.
Teddy Bridgewater kind of sucks.
No, actually, I would disagree.
I said heart of hearts, man.
Date left to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings!
How many interceptions by Teddy Bridgewater?
Teddy, dump right, caught McKinnon, shakes a tackle at the five. Touchdown!
You tell me the truth about Teddy Bridgewater. I don't want to hear any lies.
Bridgewater, back to pass, fires right, caught, digs, angles to the left, 10-5, touchdown!
He stinks.
No, he doesn't. No, don't say that.
Teddy pumps, dumps, caught, Zach Line, touchdown!
Okay, so prediction.
52-3, Teddy has five tutties.
Five.
Looking for his fourth touchdown pass, steps up, runs, inside the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Teddy!
All right, we just hit up the Vikings tailgate. I'm going to give it like a solid 7.5. I thought it was a good scene. The guys dressed up like Vikings, that was pretty funny. A lot of deer, a lot of beer, a lot of good times. So 7.5 for the Vikings. Good showing. Nice NFC North cold day. This is how football should be. Okay.